I do want to make a brief statement about one other issue. It's a busy day. The Department of Justice has sued to block the merger of AT&T and T-Mobile. And I just want to make a couple comments about this. Number one, we have been working as a member of a small group of states on an executive committee looking at the AT&T and T-Mobile merger for many months. And we are going to continue to work with the federal government and follow their investigation and now their lawsuits. We share their concerns about the impacts of a takeover of T-Mobile by AT&T. We know, for example, that it would result in very high market concentration in the Seattle and Tacoma cell phone marketing areas, and that's because T-Mobile is a strong competitor here. We're concerned about losing T-Mobile as an innovative competitor. You know, if you look at customer satisfaction scores, some of the highest in the industry are T-Mobile's. Some of the lowest in the industry are AT&T's. So we think that there's a concern here for customers. We also know T-Mobile is an innovator in the sense that they were the first to use the Android system on their phones. They've offered unlimited pricing and in other ways have been a very strong competitor, which has helped drive the market in ways which are good for consumers. Third, we are concerned about losing T-Mobile's higher customer service levels and standards. AT&T, as I mentioned, doesn't have the best reputation for customer service, and it's not located in our area. So we're going to continue our own investigation. We're one of 26 states investigating this proposed merger, and as I say, one of about a half a dozen states on the executive committee looking at it. We're going to continue coordinating with our state colleagues and with DOJ, and we expect to be involved in any and all conversations with the parties about any possible resolution, or barring that, we expect to be working with DOJ as they prepare for trial. Any questions about that?
Why isn't this just another case of the government interfering with the free market? If a couple companies want to get together, why can't they?
That's an excellent question. The answer is found in the whole concept of antitrust enforcement. You know, the National Association of AGs was formed around one issue, antitrust, and in particular the power of Standard Oil. So when NAG came together in 1906, it was because of the state AG's concerns about the enormous market power of John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil. We continue to have those kinds of concerns. You're right that companies should be able to merge and do business with each other in a free market. The question is, when does the market cease to be free? When is competition actually hindered? When do you actually see anti-competitive effects from over-concentration in the market? So this is a long-time activity of the states and of the federal government. What we're going to see here, if this merger is approved, if the courts do not block it, is basically three competitors, but most of the business experts believe that Sprint Nextel will not survive in that climate. You'll end up with two. That would be AT&T and Verizon. The Department of Justice obviously has concluded that allowing T-Mobile to disappear, taking it down to three and then inexorably down to two, is bad for consumers. And, you know, that's their job and that's our job, is to bring these questions up. Ultimately, it'll be up to a court, up to a judge.
What role does the T-Mobile jobs here play in your concern?
You know, of course, we're happy that T-Mobile is a local company. It was founded here long before Deutsche Telekom bought it. It's an excellent company. It provides a lot of family wage jobs in our state. That is not a legal standard, however, in an antitrust investigation. It's a policy concern and a real one that I, as a Bellevue resident, worry about. I have friends and neighbors who work over there. But when we look at these cases from an antitrust enforcement standpoint, what we're looking at is impacts on consumers, not so much on the employees of the companies affected.
I'm just curious, where did the department describe for a cell phone?
Our office, we have a state contract with Verizon, actually. They were the bidder, so we're Verizon customers. Thank you very, very much for being here, everybody. Appreciate it. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.